Every time you sit down to eat, you're casting a vote for the kind of world you want to live in. While many of us diligently recycle or drive fuel-efficient cars, we remain blind to the most significant environmental choice we make daily: what's on our plates. Comfortably Unaware shatters this comfortable ignorance by revealing how our consumption of animal products drives global environmental devastation more than any other single factor. The numbers are staggering. 70 billion land animals raised yearly and 1 to trillion fish extracted annually for food, an enterprise consuming resources at rates that simply cannot be sustained. Unlike many environmental texts that focus solely on fossil fuels, this perspective offers something rare, a clear path forward that begins with your very next meal. The uncomfortable truth? You can't meaningfully consider yourself green while consuming animal products. It's like someone who smokes 2 packs daily but takes vitamins, addressing minor issues while ignoring the elephant in the room. What does being truly sustainable actually mean? Most discussions focus on isolated issues, carbon footprints, recycling, energy efficiency, but miss the interconnected nature of global depletion. This fragmented approach keeps us comfortable while continuing behaviors that devastate our planet. Resource consumption occurs at staggering scales. 1 pound of beef requires up to 2,400 gallons of water versus just 25 gallons for a pound of wheat. We lose 31 million acres of rainforests annually, primarily for grazing land and animal feed crops. When discussing renewable resources, timescales matter enormously. The Ogallala Aquifer, supplying 30% of America's irrigation water, is depleting 14 times faster than its natural recharge rate, while cleared rainforests would take centuries to regenerate. Switching to a plant-based diet reduces an individual's carbon footprint by 50%, more than giving up driving or air travel. Livestock produce 40% of human-related methane emissions and 65% of nitrous oxide, greenhouse gases 23 and 310 times more potent than carbon dioxide. The fishing industry has depleted 90% of large fish populations and could create fishless oceans by 2048 if current practices continue. We breathe approximately 21,000 times daily, rarely considering air quality until it deteriorates. Livestock production harms our atmosphere through greenhouse gas emissions, direct pollution, and disruption of oxygen-carbon cycles through vegetation loss. The livestock sector generates nearly 20% of all greenhouse gas emissions, more than global transportation at 13%. Every food choice, including meat, contributes more to global warming than all transportation combined. A single dairy cow produces methane equivalent to a car driving 7,800 miles daily. While you order a steak, another acre of rainforest disappears. Over 70% of the Amazon has been raised for cattle ranching, with the United States being the largest consumer of this beef. About 34 million acres of rainforests vanish annually, 80% converted to cattle grazing or feed crops. Just 1 quarter-pound burger requires 55 square feet of rainforest. These forests house nearly 50% of all living things, 5 million species of plants, animals, and insects. Scientists estimate we're losing at least 100 species daily to deforestation. When we destroy rainforest for meat production, we lose carbon sinks, oxygen production, biodiversity, and potentially life-saving medicines. In the United States, nearly 80% of agricultural land supports livestock, equivalent to half the country's landmass. Globally, livestock occupy 30% of Earth's ice-free land, with another 33% of agricultural land producing animal feed crops. This system is remarkably inefficient. Any acre of land can produce 12 to 20 times more edible plant food than animal products. 1 acre yields 356 pounds of protein from soybeans, but only 22 pounds from beef. Hunger persists despite abundant food production, because 70% of all U.S. grain feeds livestock, not humans, while millions of children starve annually. In Iowa, America's largest corn-producing state, 97% of grain becomes animal feed. Even during Ethiopia's 1986 food crisis, the country exported cereal grains to feed European livestock. Each year in the United States, 157 million metric tons of human edible crops become just 28 million metric tons of animal protein, a loss of nearly 82% of potential food calories. Redirecting livestock feed crops to human consumption could feed an additional 3.5 billion people, effectively ending world hunger. Our drinking water is disappearing rapidly, largely due to livestock production. The Colorado River exemplifies this crisis. Once a powerful 1,400-mile waterway that carved the Grand Canyon, it now ends in desert before reaching the sea. In Upper Colorado River states, 90% of water usage goes to crop irrigation, with 88% of irrigated land growing livestock feed. Two dangerous misconceptions persist: that water is renewable, it mostly isn't, and that urban areas are the main consumers, they aren't. The High Plains region illustrates this problem clearly. Despite being drought-prone with minimal rainfall, it raises nearly half of America's cattle, depleting the ancient Ogallala aquifer by 3 to 10 feet annually. Our oceans face similar devastation. 70% of the world's fish species are either fully exploited or depleted. Shrimp fishing results in 20 pounds of bycatch for every pound of shrimp. One-third of all fish caught worldwide become livestock feed, creating a double burden on marine ecosystems. Despite overwhelming evidence of harm to health and environment, most people continue consuming animal products due to marketing campaigns, generational habits, and information suppression. The dairy industry has spent billions promoting milk for bone health, though clinical evidence shows countries with highest dairy consumption often have high osteoporosis rates. Cultural conditioning starts in early childhood. Children learn to compartmentalize animals arbitrarily. Dogs and cats are family members to love, while equally intelligent pigs and cows become food products. Parents explain plant origins readily, but rarely address the reality behind animal products. Even respected media avoid challenging meat consumption norms. News reports about foodborne illness outbreaks on produce fail to acknowledge that pathogens like E. coli and Salmonella originate from animal agriculture. The true environmental costs of animal products remain hidden. A quarter-pound burger requires 55 square feet of rainforest and 1,200 gallons of water, yet these impacts aren't reflected in the $3.39 price tag. Proper eco-taxes would make meat and dairy appropriately expensive by accounting for resource depletion, habitat destruction, and emissions. Education must reach globally, especially where meat demand is surging, like Asia, where consumption has increased 140%. Rainforest communities need to understand that intact forests generate greater economic value, $2,400 per acre from sustainable harvesting, than cattle operations, $400 per acre. Sustainable animal agriculture isn't mathematically viable. In the U.S., providing appropriate pasture for 98 million cattle and 70 million pigs would require more land than the country's total landmass. Half measures like Meatless Mondays merely reduce environmental harm from 7 days to 6. Every meal offers an opportunity to align actions with values. We can remain comfortably unaware as our planet deteriorates, or acknowledge our food choices' impact and create a truly sustainable future. The power to heal our planet begins with the food on your plate today.